Last week we talked about the season of Lent, that time that starts on Ash Wednesday. We have our services here. Many churches or denominations go together and have those services for Lent. And of course, the Good Friday and Maundy Thursday services that we have and churches have. And again, those are all opportunities for us to do what? To draw closer to the cross. I mean, it's this time period that leads us right to the cross, as I continue to say, and right into the tomb. And so at youth on Sunday night, I had all the kids empty everything out of their pockets. And of course, we did find some Lent. And we talked about how that's not what we're going to talk about tonight, the season of Lent. But all these things that were there in their pocket can be distractions. You know, keys, phones, games. Think about that. And so we talked about the season of Lent. It's time to focus our attention on Jesus and think about what happened on the cross and removing distractions. So this season of Lent is a time for us to remove distractions, things that kind of cloud our focus and hinder our walk that leads us to the cross, right? Removing all those distractions and bringing us right to the cross. We talked about God's love and his reconciling love, and that's what this really is about. God's reconciling love, that he loved us and sent his son Jesus, and all that he did and everything that led to that cross was because he loved us. And so yesterday at the children's rally, you know, there were about 260 kids there. And I always get excited when I go to those events to see that many kids that are excited to learn about Jesus, excited to get up early. A lot of those kids get up early and travel. We go the night before and, you know, stay in the cabins there at Parchment Valley. The kids come in with lots of excitement and energy. And we're talking about books of the New Testament. And back in the fall, we talked about the Old Testament. So yesterday, we're tying that all in about, you know, the New Testament. Jesus comes to show God's love, and he dies for us. And learning the books of the New Testament. You know, when we got there yesterday, they said, okay, we're ready to start. If everybody will come in. So our kids, they're all end up in the front row. I looked at Louie and said, what the heck's wrong with them? It's the Baptist rally. Why are they all in the front row? And so all of our kids, their nice little blue shirts on the day, man. Thanks, Dave. On the front row. And the pictures from the rally today that were posted on the website have all those nice kids in blue shirts all in the front row. And I'm thinking, we were just kind of laughing. But a lot of those kids that went yesterday have been going for years and love going to those events and knew exactly what to do. We're on the front row, knew all the songs, knew all the motions, heard all about the way home too, right? I didn't do the motions, but I sang along, right? And so have a good time. And we're learning about the New Testament and all this excitement. And, you know, this week, as I said in prayer, was lots of things happening in the life of the church and just trying to get here and get there. And Jeremy told me what was going on with Stacy, so I left school, was on my way there, and Jeremy was, you know, talking about what's going on, and he goes, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm already here. He said, what? Yeah, I'm on top of this. And got up early to go pray with someone, and when I got into school that day after praying early, and someone else needed some prayer, so just a busy week and up early, and so we're driving down the road. This one's scary. I'm a good driver. I'm responsible. But see, it's why we take other adults with us, right? So going to Ritchie County and Dodge County, is that not boring or what? Oh my gosh! And so I was worried. I'll be honest with you. That I love driving the church van, but you know that weather on Friday was crazy. When it was kind of, it was like rain, and then there'd be hail, and then there was snow, and then the sun would come out. And you know, we had track practice, and we're gonna meet here. We're gonna meet there. We went to the track and started hailing and all that. So I said, "You're all gonna get the coronavirus." Just joking. We're into the school, and so I really wasn't thinking about the trip, about the weather. So I get in the van, and I'm like, "Oh, where is this going?" I'm on the way to Ripley because this van, I don't know about this kind of rain and snowy. So that made it worse. Boring ride, boring road, you know, and it's raining and snow. And we see these salt trucks going by. Like, oh no. Okay, we're just praying we're going to get there. And so, it's getting dark and we're just, I'm trying to sing a little bit with the kids and moving along. So Luann called the front, she said, are you okay? I said, I think so. Because you were all over the road. I said, I am. And she goes, are you asleep? I said, I didn't think so. Maybe I dozed off for a minute. I've been trying to sing along. She goes, we need to pull over. I said, no, we're going to McDonald's in Ellenborough. It'll be fine. And the kids love playing there too. So we get there fine. Now, yesterday we're on our way home. I'm singing. I was perfectly okay. Lou Anne's in the nursery. I can say this. So I look back and where did Lou Anne go? And Mark's like, I don't know. And I think, oh, well, okay. So we pulled off to use the bathroom. I said, Lou Anne, are you okay? She goes, I did not fall asleep, but I had to stop the bathroom. Like, you didn't tell anybody? You just like pulled off? And then all of a sudden I said, she's like, oh, I gotta use the bathroom too. Okay, so we all use the bathroom and we all get back safely. And so on our way home, we're singing all these songs that they learned. And a couple of them are like, hey, when's the next trip? When are we going back to Parchment Valley? And so I share all that to you this morning because if you remember last week, I talked about this whole idea of the season of Lent, what this means. And as we're in our journey to get to the cross, are we bringing people with us? Are we bringing people along? And this whole idea of our journey to the cross, along your journey, seeds are being sown, right? By what we believe and what we share. And again, these children's rallies are good sources of seed planting, as I call them. Again, they have a good time in the van. We have these stories to share. Everyone gets there safely and have a good time. The kids enjoy their time in the van, in the cabin. And you know, we're up front and during the sessions and even during the time when the teachers are asking questions, our kids have all the answers. Now, I'm not saying that about tooting our horn, but someone's doing something right. We're teaching them, they're learning, you're teaching them to learn. But just being exposed to that, learning about the Bible. And of course, you know, we're all wearing your same shirt. And there was a lady in about what church she was from. And she said, I wish they'd pick someone else in the blue shirts. I want to get up and go over there and say, Jesus loves you, right? But she said, I wish they'd pick someone else other than a blue shirt. And I want to say, nobody else is raising their hand, ma'am. The kids in the blue shirts raising their hand. I'm the pastor, by the way. But God love her. That lady, she'd been doing ministry forever, I think, and she was tired. And she probably had a right to be tired. She wanted her kids to get a piece of candy, too, right? So we're learning about the New Testament. And one of the things that was commented was, well, these kids know more about the New Testament than they do about the Old Testament. Most people do, right? Because we kind of teach that more and talk about that more, maybe. But the Old Testament leads us right into the New Testament. So, again, I'm just real thankful for those opportunities. And keep thinking about all these people that feel like everyone is running away from them. And no one cares about them, loves them. People of all ages. And we're trying to get to the cross and share this. And so, in 2 Timothy, verse 3:16, was actually the theme verse for the children's rally back in the fall and in the spring. And verse 16 is a good reminder to all of us that we believe this to be true. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And verse 13 says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, if we believe the Bible to be true, and right here it tells us all scripture is God-breathed, he created it under different authors, but this is all about God and his son Jesus in the New Testament, right? All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching. What else will we use? I mean, if you're teaching math, you probably use a math book, right? If you're teaching spelling, you probably use some source of spelling words, right? Well, we're teaching about God and his son Jesus and what he did for us and how much he loved us. So this is our source right here. We believe it to be true. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So we're teaching the children, taking them to these rallies, bringing them to church. At home, hopefully we're doing that same thing, teaching them about Jesus, using this scripture that's God-breathed and is useful, right? And in verse 17 it says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you're going to come to the cross and you're trying to get people to come with you and help them understand what Lent is about, but more importantly, what this is all about, right? Then we need to know God's word. We need to know that the scripture is from God and it's useful in our work as servants, so we'll be equipped. That's why we do these things. You know, all these trips and things cost money, and thank God for this church has always saw that as important, teaching children, youth, and equipping them so they'll go out into the world and lead people to the cross. We want them to be led to the cross. These seeds are being sown. We want them to understand this and surrender their hearts to Jesus, but bring people with them in their journey. All these opportunities that we have, all scripture. So we believe that to be true. And yesterday, you remember all these songs, and I remember the songs, and it's been a while, and you know, all these songs about learning Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all the motions that go through that, learning the Bible, but all scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, all of it, is useful for teaching. And so, as we continue into chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, in the presence of God and in Christ, in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. So, you know, verse 16 was a charge or some words of wisdom Paul was leaving to Timothy. So if we believe all scripture to be true and, you know, it will help us, it's used for teaching, correcting, and helps us in our work as servants of the Lord, right? This equips us to be his servants. So then we go right into this, that knowing that we're not to judge anyone. That in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who he is the one who will judge everything about all things and all people, and in view of this appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. So this is Paul, but we think about the charge to the church. One of the things we talked about yesterday with all these little kids is about the early church and the writers of these books that we studied yesterday, but about the beginnings of the early church, how there was conflict, how there were problems. Anytime we get people together, there could be differences of opinion. You know, we get a bunch of little Baptists together, you know what I mean? And grandma's upset her kid didn't get chosen to answer a question when a piece of candy. And it happens when we get people together. That happened in the early church. But Jesus set this example, and the church begins. And this is, again, if we think about our faith, we have to know God's word. That's what helps us and equips us. And so here's this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season, out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. I share with you some stories about people didn't understand what Lent was. Why are you going to church today for that? Or what's that mean? Or why do people wear those ashes on their forehead? Well, people ask us about our faith. People ask us why we're doing this and why we're going there and why we're spending so much time at the church. And, Pastor, aren't you getting a little too old to go spend time in a Catholic kids? No, I don't think I am. Now, I did go to sleep, and I think they were staying up and playing the zombies and being loud. But the door was locked, and we got out, right? And every year, it's this initiation when we die. Can you kids? And someone new comes, they talk about these coyotes and bears that'll attack our cabin. I'm sure there's coyotes and bears. So the whole way there down that dark road, because once you get off the parking lot, it's a dark road, and they start talking about the coyotes, they're going to attack the van. I didn't say anything, I just kept on driving. And we get there, like, don't worry, there's no coyotes, there's no bears, and so, you know, we get in, and you guys are worried about bears and coyotes playing zombies. You want to play, Pastor Kevinson? I'm going to sleep. We're going to pray, and I'm going to sleep. And so, preach the word, regardless of your age, right? All of us, if we're still here, we have something to do, we can plant seeds, and tell you, it's really encouraging to me. When I go to these rallies, there are a lot of older people, and probably me, that have been going for years, seen them there for years, just love Jesus and love kids. Just loving Jesus and loving kids. Well, we're trying to teach them. We're trying to teach all of us as adults that we have to know the word, right? All scripture is God-breathed. We know that. It's useful in our quest to be a good servant, of being equipped to tell others, preach the word, be prepared. And so when people ask you why you wear that cross, why you have those ashes on your head, or what Lent means, it's okay to say I can find that. I'll be good at a Bible app and certainly help find those questions too, or you can turn to your Bible, but helping people understand that. But if we don't know it, we can certainly learn that together. But it talks about with great patience and careful instruction. I believe when I think about that, Jesus in his teaching and trying to help people understand what was going to happen on this cross and getting people to follow him to the cross and believe him, he had to have great patience. But remember, he had to keep repeating. People weren't understanding. Even the disciples weren't getting it. And careful instruction. Everything he did was in love. And so that's what we are to do as the church, as Christians, is to preach the word and be prepared. Be doing all that in love. For the time will come when people will not put up a sound doctrine, and boy, we hear a lot of that today, and people swaying from God's word and trying to make things up instead to suit their own desires. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear, talk about false prophets and preachers, and again, talking about the early church, there was conflict from the beginning. We're trying to remain faithful to God and stand firm together, because there's all these outside forces that are working against the church and say, oh, that's not true. But we, as believers, believe this to be true. We have to live that. Talks about these people turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, meaning believers who believe all Scripture to be God-breathed and as usual in our teaching, in our ministry, you keep your head in the game. You keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship, do the work under evangelists, and discharge all the duties of your ministry. So we think about trying to lead people to Jesus. Yeah, I mean, there will be increased attendance on Easter Sunday all over the world, right? Trying to get people to come here and hear the truth. This is your ministry, right? The people that are in your sphere of influence, the people that are around you, that you can impact their life by planting a seed. And keep your head, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. You know, even in talking with some of these kids, and some of these kids were sharing prayer concerns. And you know, some kids are worried about going home. Had a great time all week. They go home and lots of turmoil and conflict at home, lots of hardship at home. Heard this one little boy in his prayer, he prayed for his mommy and daddy would know Jesus like he did. That kid couldn't have been maybe third grade. He prayed his mommy and daddy would know Jesus. And God bless her. He was with that little old lady that was tired and cranky. He brought his kids. Thank God for her, right? She brought that little boy. She probably picks him up for church. Brings him to the children's rally. He prayed his mommy and daddy would know Jesus like he did. Some people determine or evaluate hardship differently. Certainly children do. That's the hardships that they go through. And even in going home and getting out of the van or getting out of the bus and going back home, and people don't understand why they're excited about Jesus and have all this stuff they made. They want to share with their parents. I prayed for that little guy and I prayed for that lady that she could keep doing as long as she could, taking that little boy to church and bringing him to the rally. And I believe it'll happen. That little boy's planting a seed. And it goes on in familiar scripture, for I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Well, I mean, we know that Jesus did that. We think about Paul and his ministry in prison. He keeps trying to encourage people and send these charges to people who are continuing the work, trying not to give up. Jesus never gave up, all the way to the cross. So therefore, we shouldn't give up. We're still here. God still has something for us to do. Our work in the name of Jesus isn't finished. And then in verse 8, it says, and now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to those who have longed for his appearing. So we think about Jesus' journey. He comes to the earth, and he's suffering and dying on the cross for us. We know he dies on the cross, but then he rises again in the tomb. And because we believe this to be true, we believe he's coming back. And so during this time period of Lent and Easter and thinking about the resurrection and crucifixion, we forget about what happened before that. All the teaching and ministry that Jesus was doing that led him right here. And in his entire ministry, you think about it, that's what he was trying to do. He knew he was going to end up. So he's trying to get more people to join him. Trying to get more people to follow him. They're all heading to the cross. And when this was happening, people were heading to the cross, weren't they? People wanted to know what was going on, heard what was happening. Were they, you know, some people didn't want it to happen. They didn't want to speak up because they'd probably be hit or something might happen to them, right? And people denying Jesus, and they're all heading to the cross. See what's happening. Jesus has these people that believe in him. They're headed to the cross with him because they believe what he said. They believed in who he was. They believed in what he was doing because they saw him. And so now we read this scripture and we understand what the scripture is to do for us. It's from God. It's to be useful in our ministry, to help us correct and train, to help us rebuke. And we believe that Jesus came to do this. And Jesus, in his ministry, didn't give up, so we're to do the same. And all God wants from us is our best. Whether you're considered to be the best or not, God wants you to do your best for him. That should be, I talked about that last Sunday, but that's our desire, to be the best for him, that we be found faithful in our journey to the cross. He talks about this crown of righteousness. We all long for his appearing because we want to be with him someday. The Old Testament, the New Testament, all of it together leads us to this cross. So we're all trying to get there, right? We're all headed to the cross. We know what happens there, but what does that do to us? I mean, does that cause us to give our heart to him for the first time finally, or every day to recommit to him? Yesterday in our last session, a lot of the teachers at this children's rally, a lot of them, the people have been doing it forever, working with kids. They're starting to use more BCN kids. They're real excited, have lots of ideas. And, I remember what this young man said to the kids. He said, today you've learned all these books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and dancing around, and all these hand motions and body motions. And we want you to know what the books of the Bible are, so that you can learn and when you're in studying. And he said, but most importantly, if you can't remember all the books in order, but if you don't, you just remember a few. It's all about God's love, that he loves each and every one of you. Now, with that same group and that kid talk about is, you know, just mom and dad love Jesus like he did. He said, you keep loving Jesus. Because that's what all this is about. The Bible's all about that. That God loves you, so you can love Jesus. If you can't remember anything we talked about today, for your emotions, you can tell your mom and dad. And everybody in here, you guys, you tell everybody, you show everybody that God loves them. We believe the Bible to be the truth. But, you know, when Jesus was here, he was living, trying to explain what God was trying to tell all the way back in the Old Testament. He went right to the cross. So that's where I'm headed, right? All that we do in the name of the church, all that we do in our ministry, all that you do in your ministry, you're headed to the cross. Can you believe what happened there? And as you're headed to the cross in your journey, you're trying to do as we read this morning, teaching people, being equipped, sharing with people, being ready, but most importantly, loving people. Loving people as you get to the, on your way to the cross, because that's what Jesus did. I love praying with people. I really do. Someone at school the other day, I got there and we were talking, so I've already been there. Hospital prayed a couple times, prayed this morning. Should you love to do that, don't you? Yeah, I really do. And she said, good for you. And she walked away. I'm not sure what that meant. Good for you. Wow. Well, because I love people. I love Jesus. So should we all be doing that? Man, I love these kids. I really do. I just love spending time with them and hanging out with the youth. And it's really certainly still one of my passions. We all have to find our passion. And when I go to these rallies, I see people of all ages have this passion to keep coming back every year, regardless of their age. I want their kids to get what they're supposed to get, one to learn about Jesus. I want my kid to learn about Jesus.
Why don't you learn about Jesus?
We're all headed to the cross. So just close your eyes for just a moment. As we close our service this morning, some of us might need to clean out our pockets. Somebody need to empty our pockets and clean out our purses, right? We got these things that are distracting us. Some of us are distracted by hardships that are happening around us. And sometimes we have a burden for hardships that other people are enduring. But one thing is for certain today. If we can remove all the distractions and focus our attention on the cross, God will be pleased with us. God's with this crown of righteousness. So we take just a few moments. Just remove those distractions. And think about what really happened on that cross. Understanding that it happened for you. Head to the cross. Father, we close our eyes this morning. At the end of this service, just to kind of calm down. Relax. Remove all the distractions. Focus on this cross. We keep hearing about it. We see it a lot too all around us. God, may we really understand and know what it means. Knowing that Jesus' life, his journey, he was heading to the cross. Because that's what he came for. You sent your son Jesus to come, yes, to live, to be an example, but to suffer and die for us. And it all happened on the cross. He was headed to the cross the whole time he was here. And God, we come to the cross because we believe what happened on that to be true, and it was done for us. And God, there are a lot of people around us. Well, we like to tweet about it and talk about it and get on social media and talk about all the bad that's happening. All the people are in trouble and all the kids that should be here and there. They just need to come to the cross with us. We need to hug them and extend an arm to them just like you were. You are right now, extending an arm to all of us. God, we love you this morning and we believe all Scripture. Your word to be the truth. It was created by you, and it's to help us in our ministry, in our journey to the cross, to bring people with us. And God, if we give a good effort in being faithful to you, I believe you'll be pleased. That's what you want us to do. So we read in Scripture that that's our duty, is to do our best to tell others about what all this means. And God, really, there is a God who loves them. And there's a church that loves them. And there are people that love them. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word that teaches us and inspires us. God, we thank you for the opportunities that you give us on a daily basis to share your love with others. Everybody in here has an appointment this week, I believe. Has an appointment set up by God. We can miss the appointment. We can reschedule. But God, if we do as you call us to do, we'll be blessed and be a blessing to others. And I believe you'll be pleased. God, we love you this morning. And I pray there's anybody here that's never surrendered to Jesus, never given their heart to you, they would do it today. If they're not sure, they make sure today. Whatever decision he's made in this room, today we do it. Whatever it might be, call him to ministry, to be a pastor, to be a missionary, to help us here in the church. We have lots of kids coming. They need more role models. They need people just to show up and show they love them. They don't have to teach a lesson. They can hand out a snack and just love on kids. That's what they need. That's what we all need. That's what the world needs. God, whatever you're asking us to do, maybe do it today. If we need prayer, we come. God, we love you. We surrender.